Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Tonight, one game. If we play them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we escape with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here. Tonight, this is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Our time. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan, and no, this is not a show about hockey. This is a show about miracles. And Barb, that was a miracle.
That is an awesome. What is that from?
It's from the movie Miracle, but it's done by Rizzo, the 4-year-old. Oh. He does,
it's so awesome.
What is Goldie Hawn's husband's name?
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Yep, it's Kurt Russell's monologue that he says to everybody beforehand. It's pretty awesome,
that
huh?
That is totally awesome. Oh, my goodness sake. So, welcome. Welcome to the show. Today, it's about claiming the blessings in the darkness, which is a miracle. So, that's the topic. Here's the phone number, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. I want to hear from you if you are in the darkness right now. So the phone should be exploding here any moment because pretty much everybody I know is in some phase of darkness. And what we're going to look at today is how do you claim the blessings? Because everything has a blessing and a curse attached to it. So how do you stay true in your experience and at the same time bring in the good? So that's the show. And giving a little shout out to Miss Deanna for that show idea. Bless your sweetheart. Thank you, darling. Great idea. Had a lot of fun putting this one together. So a couple little business things as usual. Go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. Click on the right side to iTunes to subscribe to the show. Love to keep tabs on who all's podcasting, downloading, doing all that cool groovy stuff. And you can also rate this show, which is great information for me. So if you are not able to stream this show live for whatever reason, probably because it's in the middle of the day on a weekday, you can get to the archives, the media page on my website, Michelle Morgan. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. You can click on the link and it'll take you straight to the archives. And all you have to do is just click on the show, play it now, and it comes straight up. Pretty cool. If there is a topic that you'd like me to cover on this show, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email off of my website, michellemorgan.org, or you can send me a message on my Facebook fan page. It's great. I've got a list of upcoming shows that are all suggested by listeners, which is just a ton of fun for me. Makes my job easier. And of course, if you love the music on the show, and who doesn't? Big thanks to Miss Barb Perry. and then go to iTunes and download the songs. I always list them on my fan page on Facebook. And that's another thing I just wanted to say really quick was, would love to see more of you on my fan page and participating in the discussions. We've got some great discussions going on and some real fun little snippets about the animal spirit guides that we've been giving out each week, and we're going to get to that one here in a second. So anyway, there's some really cool stuff going on my fan page, so I'd love to see you on there. And the easiest way to do that is on my website, michellemorgan.org. Click on the link on the right-hand side in the links box. It'll take you straight in, and you can sign up and get on that. So, all righty. So, last week, the animal spirit guide that we had, which I've been doing this for the last few weeks, and I'm going to continue because it's a ton of fun, from the book Animal Spirit Guides by Stephen D. Farmer, PhD. He's a groovy dude. Last week was otter, and boy howdy, you know, it was 95 degrees out, so guess what a lot of otter sightings were? People eating otter pops. Had a bunch of otter pop sightings, so that was pretty fun. But check this out, I'm telling you, iguana is up for this week, and this is incredibly appropriate. So listen up, kids, here's your animal spirit guide for the week. Iguana. In planning a project, be sure to break down the details step by step in order to accomplish it successfully. There are a lot of complications in your life right now, yet with intention and effort, you can simplify them a great deal. Even though you feel mired in the mundane circumstances of your life, make the choice to climb out of them and view them from a different perspective. This is a good time to take action on something you've dreamed about doing or having, but had forgotten or dismissed some time ago because you thought it was unrealistic. And the final little message from Iguana, although you've had a hard fall recently, you have to get up and keep going. I'm telling you something, there's no coinkydinks here. That's completely appropriate, especially to this subject du jour of today's show. We are going to chat a little bit, then we're going to go to the phone lines. I got Miss Jennifer in London on hold. Darling girl, hang in there. We're going to get to you. Can't wait to talk to you. So let's talk a little bit about claiming the blessings in the darkness. What the heck does that mean? Well, things are pretty darn challenging right now, globally, as well as personally. We've talked about this on a lot of previous shows. We've talked about the astrology stuff, you know, the grand T-cross that's going on, the last pass of Saturn kicking everybody's collective tushes. And just the energy in general of it's time to get your act together is really the message. It's kind of like there's no wiggle room. There's no room on the bus for your baggage is basically the message. So it's time to clean it out. It's interesting to me to watch how the global map, if you will, the global experience triggers and just exemplifies the personal experiences that everybody's going through. And that right there, kids, is the blessing in the darkness. The darkness is, you know, how can one person truly change everything that's falling completely apart on this planet right now? Well, you can't, and we're not supposed to, actually. We are supposed to take advantage of everything falling apart. What's getting triggered in you? Take a look at how it matches or works with your own patterns, and there's incredible information. It's a roadmap to true change and owning your true power. But you have to be willing to be in the darkness for a little while. And that's the challenge. It's about balancing your human emotional experience with the spiritual ability to see the good or to see God in everything. You know, the New Age is all about that. It's all about thinking positive, just see the good. We're an odd mix culturally and just kind of evolutionarily. Is that a word? It is now. Where we have this, you know, idea that we have to just, we cannot afford a negative thought. I actually believe there's a book entitled that was out a number of years ago. You can't afford a negative thought. Well, so what do you do with that? Well, most people, you know, drug it away or distract themselves or suppress it or affirm it away. And we're going to be talking specifically about the difference between utilizing prayer and affirmation to actually support the state of change versus just dumbing everything down, stuffing everything, suppressing everything, and ignoring everything. Because it can be a fine line, or seem like a fine line, and it's an important one. So how do you see God and the good in all the garbage? Well, guess what it requires? Here's where I get to be my broken record. Got to have an intimate relationship with God. You have to understand who you're believing in. You know, blind faith doesn't work. You have to know who it is you have faith in. And you have to work that relationship like it's the most important thing in your life, because in fact it is. And it will determine the face of every other relationship and the face of every other experience and the entire landscape of your life. So that's the other challenge with going at it from that surface new age, if you will, idea that you just immediately change your negative thoughts to positive ones and say an affirmation and then you're good to go. Because that is not, by any stretch of the imagination, connecting you intimately to anyone, let alone God. So you need to honor and allow your emotions. And we, again, in this culture, we're taught to take a pill, have a drink, distract, deny. You have to allow yourself to feel and explore the feelings. Been working with some clients recently in the CSI program who are struggling because for the first time in their life, they're actually feeling. They've been so programmed in with their family legacies and their belief structures and the way they've lived their lives as a result of that, they have been effectively disenfranchised from their emotions. And so as we are getting their parts in line in their psyche, they are now starting to feel, and it's terrifying. I see this all the time when I work with addicts who stop using and then start truly recovering. It's really, really scary to face things in your life without the security blanket of a chemical or some other pattern that you've used as an escape mechanism. So, and thinking positive, again, there, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I am so not saying to not think positive. You just have to do it purposefully. You know, that's the sad thing to me about all the empty practices that are out there, and you've all heard me say this a billion and a half times, the problem with the empty practices is twofold. First of all, it absolutely sets you up for failure because you're going to try those empty practices, you're going to do them for a little while, they're not going to work, and then you're going to feel like there must be something wrong with you because, after all, everybody that watches Oprah does this stuff, and their lives are fabulous, apparently. Right? So that whole thing happens. And then the other side of it is when you're doing empty practices, God is nowhere in the picture. Because if you're having a relationship with God, nothing's empty. Nothing at all is empty. So the thinking positive thing, when it's coming from that surface place, if you will, it's a form of denial, which can be very effective. You've heard me give out denial prayers. You know, no, I refuse to accept this reality. My good cannot be limited. That's an amazing prayer to say. But in order to truly tap into the power of that statement, you have to know where that's coming from. You have to know who's actually in charge of changing your reality, and that's going to be God. The thinking positive thing, when it's empty, it's like a Band-Aid on an infected wound. You're just going to cover up or suppress the belief systems that need to be looked at. And that's the key to all of this. That is the treasure in the darkness, is the fact that the stuff that's being triggered in you, the global stuff that's being triggered. I mean, let's just take a look at that for a second. Let's depersonalize it and look at it from this global place. So it's really terrifying to watch corporations crumble, to watch these people that we've iconized for, you know, centuries suddenly show their quote unquote true human colors, and all the corruption and all this stuff that's coming out, and all of these structures and subsystems that no longer work, right? It's terrifying to look at that because you think, wow, what can I possibly trust? What can I possibly believe in? But the treasure in that is twofold. You got to trust God. Those things that don't have a spiritual basis, a true spiritual basis, are falling apart. And that's just the flat out truth. And that's going to be what life is like from this point on. And it's going to continue to get exponentially more apparent that what is created without God at the center is not going to survive. And the other half of that is that the by seeing what's falling apart, we get to see what doesn't work. So we can choose to do it differently. Here's a little secret to the universe, kids. And I tell you what, I can say this next statement with incredible confidence because I am the queen of this statement. You have to experience what you don't want in your life before you can manifest what you do want, because you're not going to know the difference if you don't live the one first. Okay? That's a flat out truth. So on that note, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're going to probably go to Jennifer on the phone line since she is holding from London, for crying out loud. And then we'll talk some more about this very, very powerful topic. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. I never had any time. And I never had any call.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Baby, dancing in the streets. Great tunes, Barbie. I'm having, again, a little flashback, thanks to you. After these months now, I totally rely on Barb for my flashbacks. Thank God I come out of them, because it could be really dangerous for me to be cruising around in my current reality with my 70s mentality. It could really be dangerous. All right, we're going to the phone. Jennifer in London. Are you there, darling?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabuloso. So what's going on?
Okay. Well, I've called you before.
Yes,
and
you have.
Just to give a recap, I had talked to you a little bit about my day job, which is not very pleasant right now. There's a lot of dark energy, and
right.
You have suggested that I pray to either be shown, you know, whether or not I should stay there or not, or get, you know, to make things better while
right.
I'm there,
right.
To be able to survive it while I'm there. So
right.
I have been taking your advice, and all the stuff has blown up that's made it 10 times worse than the last time I called. So
okay.
I was like, all right, well, there's my answer.
Yeah, no kidding.
I definitely need to get out of there. So the issue is, I guess, just with all this stuff that's happened, I feel a little bit beat up,
yeah.
And I'm typically really, really positive,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that I've lost belief in myself, but I feel like I've lost a lot of self-esteem in this whole
yeah,
thing.
You bet. So remind me what you are astrologically.
Cancer. sir.
A Cancerian girl. All right. So, first of all, it's perfectly okay to say that you've lost belief in yourself because on some level you have. And so this is so, honey, I'm so glad you called me today because this is a perfect example of what this show is about. This is where you have to own the truth of everything that's happening to you, as painful and ugly and messy and rotten as it is.
Yeah.
You have to own it completely. And again, so I hope you can stay on the phone with me for a little while because I got a lot to talk about on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. The key to this one is that, you know, if you're going to go at this from the new age sensibility, you're going to be adding a Molotov cocktail to the bonfire of your stress level by telling yourself, oh my God, I can't feel this way. I can't feel bad about this. I can't think a negative thought, right? I mean, is that happening for you at all?
Well, I kind of have realized that, which is, it's just so interesting because I've actually been thinking about this whole past week, that I need to own my feelings, and if I feel angry or feel sad,
yes,
then just let that feeling come up and,
amen,
experience it so that I can ultimately let it go rather,
yeah,
than dwelling in it.
Yes. And that you said that quite eloquently, darling girl. That's exactly what the process is about. So there's two things that are going on for you in that. The first of all is you're allowing your feminine, your divine feminine, to truly experience life, because that's the feminine's greatest gift, is her emotional capacity. Okay. And, you know, you've heard me talk about this before many times on the shows, about the fact that due to the polaritudinal craziness in our society, women are taught to suppress their feelings, that their feelings are,
yeah,
actually a bad thing. It's like, you know, your period is bad, so take a birth control pill so you don't bleed every month. And, oh, on top of that, suppress your feelings. It's like, okay. I find that completely ludicrous. So
I've always had a hard time with that, and I've always got myself in trouble because,
yeah,
I would always try to suppress it for so long.
Yeah.
And
then it comes out just the back door. Exactly. So I think I may have used this analogy on the radio before, but what I just crack up about this one, I remember taking my daughter when she was when my daughter was about 18 months old, she stopped taking naps. She just decided she was done taking naps. And that kind of freaked me out because I thought, well, you know, all children are quote unquote supposed to take naps. And I just remember the the pediatrician telling me, honey, there's three things that you can't make a kid do. You can't make him sleep, you can't make him eat, and you can't make him go to the bathroom. He said, their bodies will tell them when it's appropriate to do things. And so, you know, suppressing your natural state, for instance, you know, what if you did have to, you know, go to the bathroom and you just told yourself, no, I refuse to allow that. I'm going to be bigger than this feeling as well. You know what? That's probably not going to be very pretty in the outcome. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with your emotions, and especially for the feminine. I can't emphasize that more. So you're letting yourself have your emotional experience, which can be very scary, but it's absolutely crucial. And you nailed it when you said, in order to let it go, you have to feel it first. There's a quote from, I believe it's out of the Course in Miracles, that says, in order to discard something, you must hold it in your hand first. And it is so true. But I want to invite people, and you in particular, here, to take it a step further. Don't just allow yourself to feel your feelings. Examine your feelings. The treasure's in there. What is being triggered in you right now that bears changing, right? That's the opportunity that's being presented to you in this experience. And the other thing that you have to remember is that, as I was talking about earlier, your personal experience is being exaggerated and exacerbated by the global energy. Everything is ratcheting up to critical mass right now. And, you know, the astrologers have been talking about that now for a good, actually, couple of years, in anticipation of this grand T-square and all this other stuff that's going on. It's just, you know, there's no wiggle room. We cannot goof around anymore. So the fear, obviously the curse of that is, wow, it's super intense. You almost feel like you can't take a break. You got to be on, you know, all the time and paying attention and da 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 da. But in fact, the key is, this is when you turn it over even more to God. If you have to do this breath by breath, kiddo, I'm not kidding you. You take it and you turn it over and you turn it over and you turn it over. And so what I'm looking at here, because I'm checking in psychically for you as well, is the biggest lesson that I can see is about you being put into situations by, you know, your belief system structure, setting you up to be in situations where you're dealing with a lot of shadow masculine, meaning a lot of aggressive, not honest, not ethical. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, where you're, and you have this tendency to draw into your life men and women, because the shadow masculine, you know, two genders can play that game. But the bottom line is that shadow masculine, if you take it outside of, the context of whether it's a woman who's in a shadow masculine position or a man who's in his shadow, the shadow masculine is, because the masculine nature is the protector provider. If the masculine's in his shadow, he is the opposite of those things. The last thing he's going to do is be protective of anybody but himself. And he's only going to make sure that he's taken care of, and he doesn't care whatsoever about who he steps on, who he hurts, who he crushes, who he, whatever, right? And we've actually seen some very, blown out of proportion examples of that. We have some actual icons in our culture now over the last little while of that exact thing. Bernie Madoff comes to mind. You know, someone who would be so off the charts blatant in their lack of heroic nature, you know, going to the extreme opposite. So the pattern that you're going to want to take a look at here, kiddo, because here's going to be the challenge. If you just quit your job, let's say you've had it up to your eyeballs, and you get brave and you walk into your job tomorrow and say, you know what, bye-bye, here's my 2-week mm-hmm. notice, or here's my 24-hour notice, or whatever it is, I'm gone. You're just going to recreate this identical dynamic, only it's going to get louder the next time, believe it or not.
I'm tired of this dynamic.
I don't blame you. You need to have it be over. So, but that's going to require some work on your part. That's not just going to be over by virtue of your free will. Okay. In other words, you can't just decide that this pattern is going to be over. You got to be willing to do the work, because you're a smart cookie. You're a powerful woman. If you could have just chosen to end this pattern of your own accord, you would have ended it a long time ago.
Yes, that's true.
So the fact that it keeps coming up, the opportunity is being presented to you to seek the resources. And what I mean by that is seek the people, the financial resources, the time, the energy, everything that you need in order to heal this appropriately. God will guide you to every single one of those. I can't even tell you how many times I have had a client who, or a somebody that wants to be a client, who wants to do the CSI track, come to me and say, you know, I really want to do this. I'm really ready to do the work. I really want to change, and I don't have the financial resources. And I send them home and say, you know what, pray about it, and you'll be shown how to make this happen. And every single one of those people comes back within a couple of weeks' time and signs up, because either the money comes to them or they take the risk and go for it. I had one gal, huge money fears, went ahead and went for it. And at the end of her track, it's a 2-month track, the end of the track, mm-hmm. she got reimbursed by the IRS for exactly the amount of money she spent on that track. And it was a mix up. They wrote her a letter and said, you didn't include these deductions in your tax return, so we owe you money. The IRS did this for her. Yeah. I mean, I am not kidding you. That's the kind of thing that happens. And I don't, you know, this is where I struggle. In an hour show, I'm dancing on the surface of this stuff. It sounds like it's just this piece of cake thing. You just take the leap of faith and, you know, everything works out. Well, yeah, in the big picture, that's true. But the leap of faith is terrifying. It's terrifying, you know, and you have to, you can't just leap. You got to work the faith the whole way down the side of the mountain, because at any point, once your feet leave that cliff, you can freak out and try to climb your way back. So it really is an extraordinary process. But in a nutshell, this is going to require that you ask for specific guidance to truly heal this pattern, honey. Not just say to God, I'm done with this, but say, okay, God, I'm done with this. Now show me what I need to do so that I never set foot in this pattern again. And I will tell you from personal experience, that's going to require some work, and it's going to require some outside assistance. You know, the reason that I am so passionate about the CSI process and the work that I do and the NLP techniques that are part of the CSI process is because there are so many modalities out there that will just dance on the surface or that will just give you some behavioral changes and not actually get in there and shift the programming in the brain. If you really want to change, that's what has to happen. And we're all being asked, every single one of us. And let me tell you something, girlfriend. You want to know the thing I'm the most proud of in my life?
What's that?
The fact that I walk my talk.
And
I,
oh, that's awesome.
And I don't do it gracefully. Oh, man. My philosophy is, if I can do this, if I can have an intimate relationship with God and trust him implicitly at the end of the day, and I can work on my stuff, anybody can. Because I fight the process tooth, claw, and nail most of the time. So it really is a very intense road ahead of you. And at the same time, it's a very rewarding one. And I think the timing is just perfect for you. Have you had your astrological chart done any time recently?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That might be something to pray for the resources and the connections to do. Just because I think you're going to find, I would be willing to bet you money that you got it, that the Saturn thing's been tap dancing on you. What's the last 2.5, 3 years been like for you?
Well, I've worked at this job for 2.5 years.
Bingo. Cha-ching. I'm not kidding you. Saturn is, and again, people, I know just enough astrology to be dangerous. But Saturn, God loves Saturn. I feel like I do know Saturn a little bit better than a lot of people because I've had a very intimate little dance with Saturn over the last number of years. Saturn is the taskmaster. So Saturn is going to make you put your nose to the grindstone, work your little tush off with no rewards. None. And actually no apparent sight of reward at the end of the tunnel. Okay. It's just no. Keep your head down. Keep driving. And I think it's the planet that actually strengthens your faith more than just about anything else. Pluto is a good one too. Saturn is more on that mundane level, the everyday do it, get in there and do your work. So it's the other thing about Saturn is that Saturn will put in your face bigger than life. We're talking a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so absurd how big it is. Anything in your life that doesn't serve you. So if you've got money issues, Saturn's going to make you have money troubles up the yin-yang. If you've got relationship issues, Saturn's going to put that in your face. If you've got issues like what you're dealing with, you know, a pattern of, you know, terrible job environments, guess what? Big time. It's going to be so loud, you cannot ignore it. Now, some people do ignore it, but yeah. You shouldn't because the coolest thing of all about Saturn is he puts you through your paces. It's total boot camp. I'm not kidding you. But the rewards are bigger than just about any other planet. Everybody's all excited about Jupiter because Jupiter's the planet of luck and expansion and money. And everybody thinks that Jupiter rewards, which Jupiter does. Jupiter's great. But Saturn, actually, if you do your work during a Saturn transit, you're gonna get a pattern, a new pattern that sticks in you for life. So in other words, if you work through this thing, now the Saturn thing is going on till the 22nd of this month. I am literally counting down the hours before Saturn moves out of Virgo and into Libra. But the point I'm making is take advantage right now. Make the commitment in the next 10 days that you are going to do the work necessary to break this pattern. And you can get in on the last little leg of Saturn's energy so that you can, in fact, be supported to shift this. And again, it would be really fascinating to know where Saturn is in your chart specifically, because, you know, you're going to be able to take best advantage of the planet knowing where it lies in your chart. But that's,
yeah, that would be really interesting.
Yeah, it would. And that's really up for you, Cookie. And I'm not kidding you. Everybody's getting hit. This is just crazy. It's not just Saturn. It's all these other planets. It's this whole T-square thing. And it's been building up and building up and building up. And so, again, you got two options. You can get run over by it, or you can take advantage of it. And that's really the opportunity.
Well, I don't want to get run over by it.
I don't blame you. So I could tell you, you know, we could talk till the cows come home about all the things that you, quote unquote, need to do to get a new job. I'm not worried about you getting a new job. I'm literally not worried at all about you doing that. I think the bigger issue, I'm going to take that out. I know the bigger issue for you is you've got to break this pattern. Otherwise, you're going to set yourself up for the same thing. And you,
well, I guess that's the thing is that that's exactly the thing is that I'm so scared that the next place I'm going to go, the same thing is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and
I'm terrified of that. Yeah. And normally I'm pretty brave and I'm just like, what's going on?
No, so there's another perfect example. What's the treasure in that darkness? The darkness being that terror, the darkness being that fear that you're going to recreate this thing. What's the treasure in that?
Well, the fact that I need to actually heal this and let it go.
Exactly. Because before, you were just brave and you just dove into another job, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm glad you're not brave right now. I'm thrilled out of my mind you're not brave. I want you to be a complete little chicken on this one. I'm serious. Be absolutely cowardly, because in that is the guidance right there. It tells you it's time to stop being blindly brave and just throwing yourself into the fire and go and have a healthy respect and honor the fact that that fear's coming up for a reason. I'll give you another analogy. I was a personal trainer for years, aerobics instructor and all that stuff. And in the personal training, I worked with mostly these very beefy men who were, you know, bodybuilders, etc. And this was back in the day with steroids and the whole nine yards. It was a pretty ugly scene at that point. But I would constantly have these men coming in who were shooting up this stuff, and they would come in and they would be injured, seriously injured, because they were pushing their bodies so beyond what was, you know, even smart. And they would come in and they'd be in this excruciating pain, but their whole motto was, I'm going to work through the pain. And so they'd lift through that pain. Well, guess what would end up happening? Every darn one of them ended up in surgery for something.
Oh, my God.
And the point was, your body's giving you that message for a reason. Hello.
Yeah.
And there's one thing about, you know, every little ache and pain you react to and you stop doing anything. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you got a serious situation going on, which you do, you pay attention to it. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to mention in this show, is the fact that there's, okay, so let's say you've got some fear coming up about, I'm just going to pull some out of the air here. Let's say you got some fears coming up about money. Let's say you got some money issues. And so you're doing a little dance with yourself about that. So the first thing you want to do is just notice that, observe that fear, and then, and do some prayer work around it. Do some affirmations to release that fear. If it's a minor fear, if it's just a reactionary basic human fear that, you know, we're all going to have on any given day, depending on, you know, the headlines we read and, you know, whether the market edges up and we eat our prunes or whatever, right? On any given day, we're going to have human little fears like that. Well, if it's just that, if it's just a surface thing and you do the prayer work, it's going to change your mood almost immediately, or pretty quickly during the day, you're going to feel better about it. But if it's a fear that's being triggered by a deeper belief system, something that actually needs to be healed, it's not going to go away. In fact, it's going to get worse to catch your attention.
Okay.
And that's one of the ways you tell the difference. And so that's
what's happening to me right now.
Absolutely. And I bet you've been, and you just said it yourself. You've been trying to pray it away, right?
Yeah.
But the fear is getting worse. Well, that's not because you're not failing at your prayer work, and God's and God's not up there going, la, 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 I'm not listening. Okay. God is up there saying, oh, sweet girl. Yes. I hear you. I'm so proud of you. And here's what you need to see. You need to see your fear. You need to feel it. You need to experience it, because somewhere, Jennifer, we signed a contract as human beings that states it must hurt really bad before I will change.
Oh,
that's just the contract. That's just the human. That's just the human animal. Okay. And you know, you've heard me talk about this before. That's connected to the survival instinct. That's the fight or flight thing. None of us can get past that. It's just like the law of gravity or the law of polarity. You can argue with it all the day, but at the end of the day, it runs the show. So this is the opportunity, girl. The huge opportunity. And so being faced with this sense of, okay, now what do I do? That's when you pray to God. You say, God, give me absolute clarity. Show me exactly what I need to do to heal this. Guide me to the perfect people, the perfect resources, all of that.
And okay, so when I do that and really commit that I am ready to get rid of this and do whatever it takes and call the right people into my life and all this stuff like that, then how long does it typically take, or is that just a person-by-person scenario?
I love that question. That's always the next question, and that's always the faith killer. That question right there means faith just flew right out the window. When's it gonna happen? That's the divine timing thing. But I am actually going to indulge you, darling, because I think you deserve this. First of all, it's a personal thing. Everybody's timeline is different, right?
Okay.
But I will absolutely tell you, again, from personal experience and from almost 20 years of counseling people and seeing this happen in their lives, it's not like an exercise program where you start out and it's going to be 12 weeks before you see any results. You're going to start to see results immediately because you're going to be guided fairly quickly, because at this point in time, again, God's up there going, there's no room on the bus for your baggage, kids, so you got to get a grip, and I'm going to help you, but things are accelerated. Things are faster. So it's not going to be that long before you're guided, and you're going to have to take a number, multiple leaps of faith here, because you're going to be guided to make a phone call, or you're going to be guided to take a risk or to make a commitment to, say, a particular counselor or whatever, and you might not have the money at the time. So you're going to have to take that risk. Do you know what I'm saying? You're going to be tested on multiple levels. And that's another thing everybody needs to understand. When you have a relationship with God, when you really make that commitment to exploring that intimate relationship with God, life does not get easier. Newsflash, it doesn't. You get tested more. The rewards are 1,000 times bigger, 1,000 times bigger. And the healing is 1,000 times bigger. And life is so much more rewarding. I literally can't describe it. But is it easier? Absolutely not. Not by a long shot. So you're going to be tested on multiple levels because you've just graduated from, you know, kindergarten to the PhD program, basically. And so you're going to be asked to take those steps. Now, I'm looking specifically at you psychically and your timeline. The guides are indulging both of us, so I'm taking advantage of this. If you do what we're talking about, if you seriously say, okay, God, ready to rock and roll, bring it on, bring me the right people, the right resources, etc., and you don't hesitate when you're guided to take some action, no matter what it looks like, you do that, I'm getting a massive timeline of change for you before the end of this year.
Good.
I mean, that's not that long, sweetheart. When you think, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like I was out of the room when the first half of this year came and went, because I have no idea how we got to the middle part of July already.
I know.
You know. So the next 5-6 months for you are pivotal. And remind me how old you are.
39.
Okay. Perfect timing, for crying out loud. You're coming into the goddess phase. Between 40 and 60 is the most powerful time. On a physical level for women, meaning the more physical realm, the earthly realm, you get to manifest anything your heart desires in that time frame. So providing you got your belief systems in line. So this is going to be extraordinary for you. Absolutely extraordinary. I can't wait to see what happens. So start putting that focus out there. Instead of just saying, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, say, okay, I'm done. Now show me what I need to do to completely clean it up. And then, darling, pray for the willingness to receive the guidance and take right action on that guidance.
Okay. Good.
All right. So you keep me in the loop, darling. I want to hear what happens. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was really good advice. I really appreciate it.
And I'm really thrilled you called. That was awesome. Thank you so much, kiddo. You got a lot of information I wanted to get into the show in a live conversation. So thank you very much.
I know. That was awesome.
It was fun.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart.
All right.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this subject. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
I believe.
We're back. Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer. Powerful stuff today. Thanks, Jennifer, for calling, sweetheart. You rock. Can't wait to see what happens for you. So, listeners, would love you to do me a humongoid favor. I would love for you to email this show or share it on your Facebook page with the people that you think could use the information. And the way to do that is to get onto my website, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Go to the media page, click on the archive link, and it'll take you to the feed burner page. And you can then click on all these little icons that they have on each individual show. You can share the show. You can email it. You can do all sorts of groovy things. So I would love that. That would be great for me. It'd help me out and hopefully help out some other people who need to hear this stuff. So, that being said, back to the topic. So the whole challenge, I think, in finding the treasure in the darkness lies in the fact that you must strengthen, continually strengthen your relationship with God in order to do that. Because our human psyches are fracturing right now, at least definitely crumbling under the strain of everything that's going on in our very human world. And so here's a little analogy that I want you to think about. You know, the whole biblical story of God said, let there be light, and then there was light, and the world was created, and all that great stuff. Well, guess what we don't stop and think about, or most people don't stop and think about anyway, is the fact that God was the darkness to begin with. God's the darkness. He's floating around up there in the dark for eons, perhaps, and suddenly got this amazing idea. You know, we need a little contrast up here. It's kind of boring. So he created light in contrast to the darkness. It's only against the darkness that we can see the light. Imagine what the stars would look like if there was no darkness for them to be against. Wouldn't see them. Flat out wouldn't see them. God is in the darkness. He's not in the light. The light is the expression of God, but in order to reach out and connect to God, we have to be in the dark. That's the only time we will reach out. And that's where he is, because he's lifting us into the light. That's how it works, kids. So here's a little process, if you will, because I know that, you know, listening to this stuff, all the philosophy is all well and good, but, like, you know, how do you actually do this stuff? So talking to Jennifer, I want to just repeat something. The whole idea that if it's a minor challenge and you're repeating a prayer statement, that's typically going to help you change your mood pretty quickly. And if that challenge persists, if the fear or the negative thoughts persist, or you recognize that there's a bigger component, then you need to get the help necessary to heal that and keep praying. So the first thing you have to do is you have to feel the feelings, okay? You have to understand them. And in order to understand them, most of the time we have to ask for clarity. That's a prayer thing. Then you get the help that you're guided to get. You want to honor and acknowledge the parts of you that are getting triggered. That's important, even if you're not doing any kind of work with your parts. That's helpful, just to recognize that somebody in you is getting triggered on some level with your belief systems. And you want to bless the situation for all that you can learn from it. That's the first step in claiming the treasure, because sometimes when you're up to your eyeballs in the darkness, it's hard to think positive. It's hard to bless it and say, you know, there's good in this experience, because you just don't feel it. So begin by just absolutely blessing the situation for everything that you can potentially learn from it. And I'll tell you, the real key to this is attitude. It really is. It's totally attitude. At the end of the day, it all comes down to belief. You're either going to believe that there's treasure in the darkness, you're going to believe that God is in the darkness, or you're not. And there's that saying of, you know, for those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who don't believe, no proof is possible. So I wish I could give you something that would make believing an easy thing, but it's not. And talking to my sweet angel Mark last night about the leap of faith thing, And he has a very philosophical way about him, which I adore. And he was talking about the fact that no matter how often God has stepped in and answered his prayers and created some miracle, every time he's faced with that leap of faith, it's still really scary. And we talked about that, and I agree with that completely. And I also believe that there's a reason for that. I believe that it isn't easy all the time to remember that God answers our prayers, because then when he does, we recognize the miracle. If we got to the place where it was like no big deal to take that leap of faith, we wouldn't see the miracle, and then we wouldn't see God. And what would be the point? So I think there's a method to the madness. So bless the situation for all you can learn from it. Do release prayers, do prayers about divine order, and then you can begin to call forth the good in that situation, even if you can't see it. And that requires you have to believe that there's treasure in the darkness. You've heard me use this analogy before. In all the stories and all the myths and all the folk tales about buried treasure, where is it? It's buried. It's in the dark. You can't see it. It's not sitting out there in the middle of the road for you with a big old neon sign pointing over it. You got to dig. And that's the point of this stuff. Something to remember, too, about the Saturn energy. Don't let your physical body get in a bad state. That's a really powerful thing to remember, because, you know, things are emotionally challenging enough. Then if you don't feel good physically because you drank too much, or you ate too much, or you're not working out, or whatever it is, you're not getting enough sleep, you're not going to have the emotional stores to keep doing this process. It's a breath by breath process, and it is absolute choice. I'm not kidding you. At the end of the day, you still have to choose to have faith, no matter how strong your relationship with God is. You still have to choose. That's the human thing. And remember that being grateful is also helpful. Even if the only thing you can be grateful in any given day is that, you know, maybe you're just too tired to end it all. And I'm only being slightly facetious. If that's the only thing you can be grateful for, then be grateful for that. Start there and then build on that. And again, breath by breath process. And then do bring yourself to remember times when God has worked miracles in your life. Talk to people about that. I have a group of the most amazing women in my life. Girls, you know who you are. Love the heck out of you. And they help me because I get a chance to talk to them about when I see God. That's an important thing. So create your resource circles, people that you care about that you can trade those stories with. You know, it's really helpful to witness when God shows up. It's amazing. Even if it doesn't seem like he's working in your life, he is. But when you see evidence of it in other people's lives, it really is inspirational. So that's kind of the message for today. It's not easy. I wish I could tell you it was. And yet nothing that's worth anything comes without some hard work. So the energy's up on the planet to support this kind of hard work, to support the change that's necessary, to support the healing. We're all in a healing crisis. Take advantage of it. Whatever's being surfaced, that's your doorway. That's your doorway to true power and authentic life and God. It's good stuff. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. It's been great. Keep an eye out for an iguana in your life over this coming week. Would love to hear your iguana stories. And Barb, thanks, honey, again for just killer tunage. We'll be back next week. I have no idea what the show's about, except I think I'm going to do spirituality in the grieving process. I believe I'm going to cover that, which was a great topic suggested by one of my listeners. But I'll Facebook you and let you know what I'm going to be doing. So take care, everybody. Have a great week. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.